From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The outrage continues in Bell, California, where city managers were among the highest paid in the nation. Bell's a community of about 40,000, mostly working-class Latinos. It sits in the shadows of downtown Los Angeles. Bell city manager, assistant city manager, and chief of police have all resigned, but they still stand to collect million-dollar pensions. And that sparked new calls for pension reform across California, as KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports.
For more than a decade, Marcela Herrera has called Bell home.
You know, there's been times like 5 years ago I've been thinking, you know, maybe I should move. But I like this city, you know. It's a nice city to live in.
Like just about everybody else here, the 33-year-old teacher's assistant was shocked to find out that the city manager made nearly $800,000 a year, and part-time city council members made nearly $100,000. Bell's a place where most folks don't make a lot of money.
It's amazing, you know, with the recession still going on, and yet they're taking money from residents who make $30,000 or less. This is what happens, you know, when we put the trust in people we elect.
At a recent city council meeting, Flora Claros joined a chorus of people calling for council members to resign.
We want you guys all out. You guys should be in jail because you guys are stealing. And we are in America where they promise us equality. This is not equality. Nobody should be above the law.
While council members voted to reduce their own salaries by 90%, they've refused to step down. With no sense of irony, Councilwoman Teresa Jacobo said her city needs her.
I am here to stand by my people, to make the changes necessary, to apologize for all this turmoil, and I will stand as a pillar that I have been since way before I was on the council.
High salaries aren't all that's bothering Bell residents. Top city officials who've resigned stand to collect big pensions. City manager Robert Rizzo could receive annual payouts nearing $900,000 until the end of his life.
That is really the heart of this matter, because it's not just the money now, it's the money in the coming decades.
That's California Attorney General Jerry Brown. He's launched one of several investigations into Bell's finances. The pay scandal in Bell has added more fuel to a statewide debate about government pensions. Marcia Fritz is with the watchdog group, the California Foundation for Fiscal Responsibility. She says the current state pension system is broken. It calculates payouts based on an employee's final year's salary.
So the game is, and what was played very well in Bell, when you're looking at retirement, which is what this manager was looking at, he was looking to get his final salary up as high as possible and retire in style.
Fritz said many other public employees do the same, just not to the same degree. And the city of Bell, which is part of the California Public Employees Retirement System, is not going to be paying for this on its own.
A lot of the costs will be borne by the citizens of Bell, but a good part of the costs will also be shared by the other cities within the pool. And these are cities all over California.
Outsized payments have added to state and local budget deficits. That's why Fritz, along with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, have called for major pension reforms across the state, like raising the retirement age and limiting benefits. Those reforms may not have prevented Bell from doling out huge salaries, but could have stopped city officials from sucking the city dry long after they're gone. For NPR News, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.